You're listening to SCAC Football Podcast. Today I'm joined by senior quarterback Tyler Osterman of Center College, this week's SCAC Football Offensive Player of the Week. And Tyler, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Center now off to a 5-0 start, Tyler, after coming off a huge 45-20 win over previously undefeated Birmingham Southern on the road. Just talk about not only that win, but where this team's confidence is at as you guys head down that second half of your regular season schedule.
I mean, we're playing with a lot of confidence right now, and I mean, we're just, especially going to Birmingham Southern, all we want to do, we just want to go in and just execute every single play, take it one play at a time, and just make sure we did our job on each play, and I mean, it worked out for us, especially offensively. We've played a great game, and probably one of our best all-around games as an offense, in terms of playing four good quarters, and defensively, they started out slow, but after that first quarter and a half, they really turned it on and shut down a great offense the rest of the way. So we're really playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Tyler, you mentioned executing and offensively being strong throughout four quarters. You were a huge part of that. Season high 300 yards through the air on 18 of 26 passing, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Your third 300-yard passing game of your career. Just talk about your individual performance on Saturday and how you're able to get it done and be so effective at the quarterback position.
I mean, the other 10 guys on the field made it real easy for me to have such a great day. My offensive line gave me tons of time all day. I think there was only, one time where I had to kind of get rushed from the pocket. The rest of the time I had plenty of time to just stand back there, find the open receivers. I mean, and when that happens, it makes it easy for me. And then having, Jonathan and Monty back there running the ball, it's such a threat for a defense to have to worry about, really just opens up the passing game for me and the ability to get the ball downfield to the receivers. And, I mean, the receivers, there were several of them that made big plays throughout the game. John Coomer, Jason, my brother, and Rob Malillo all had big plays throughout the game.
Well, Tyler, you mentioned those receivers, and obviously you mentioned Jason, your younger brother, who caught the second touchdown pass of the game, of your game, from you. Just talk about what that relationship's like, having your brother on the outside throwing passes to him. I know you've been probably doing it all your life, but what's it like now in college and having that relationship you guys have?
It's really great. I mean, I got to play with him in high school as well. He was my leading receiver my senior year of high school. And now having an opportunity to keep playing with him now in college has just been awesome. We're roommates. We've been throwing the ball to each other our whole lives. So it's good to have him out there as a weapon to throw to because, I always know where he's going to be. We're always on the same page. And he's a great player.
You know, Tyler, you mentioned it, but that defense really stepped it up, not only, I guess, late in the second quarter, but then throughout the entire second half. Center didn't allow a point on the board for the Panthers in that second half. What did you notice in the second half differently that the defense was able to make adjustments, and how impressive was that performance to you that they put on in the second half there?
It was a great performance by them, and I mean, they're always just making adjustments, tweaking. Early on, they were just doing a couple little things wrong. I mean, they were doing well. They were getting to third and long, and then they'd make one mistake, and they'd convert on third and long. And after that quarter and a half, they just kind of tightened up on defense and focused and started executing, and, I mean, shut them down the rest of the way. It was an outstanding performance by them.
And finally, Tyler, as we look ahead to this weekend, you guys have another home conference game against Swanee, a team who's playing with quite a bit of confidence this year and much improved, running their new offense. Just talk about what this football team, Center, needs to do to continue to play well, what adjustments need to be made as you head into this weekend to get the result you're looking for.
Yeah, going into this weekend, I mean, we're playing, I don't think we really need to make a whole lot of adjustments. We just have to keep our focus on each individual game. And not looking past onto the future and just take each game one at a time, execute each play, and we should be fine.
Senior quarterback from Center College, Tyler Osterman, this week's SCAC Football Offensive Player of the Week. Tyler, again, thanks very much. Congratulations and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of your year.
All right, thank you.